do not decide your future. You decide your habits, and your habits decide your future.
Now, one of the turning points in my life and my studies of psychology was the discovery that all habits are learned and can be unlearned. Actually, you don't actually unlearn a habit. You simply replace a bad habit with a good habit that has more powerful power and impact. And how do you develop a good habit? You develop a habit by repetition.
Getting rich is not an act. It is a habit. So it is staying poor. It's also not an act. It's not something just happens to you. It is a habit.
One way to think about it is just kind of basic math. Like if you just look at the numbers, if you were able to improve by 1% each day for an entire year, and those gains compound, you would end up 37 times better at the end of the year. And if you were to get 1% worse, you would whittle yourself almost all the way down to zero. What's interesting here is that everybody wants a transformation, right? Everybody wants a radical improvement, want rapid success. But we fail to realize that small habits and little choices are transforming us every day already.
And Napoleon Hill called this the master key to riches. After studying 500 of the richest people in American history, he said it's the quality of self-discipline. It's the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not.
We live in a world where we're addicted to devices, we're addicted to distraction. We all know about the dopamine loop of a lot of the platforms out there. And so a lot of people are taking the best hours of their greatest days. Time that they could spend constructing their monuments, being creative, being productive, serving the world, building beautiful lives for themselves and their families, and they are just hooked to technology, hooked to likes.
Practicing delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm.
That's a discipline that we have lost in an instant gratification culture.
Right.
We have instant access 24/7, all the time, in the palm of our hand, 2-hour shipping, and that has caused our brains to just get fried, where we're like, I can't wait a week. I can't wait 10 years to build wealth.
I need this now.
I need it now. And we found millionaires are okay with the long term. They're playing the long game, and that's a very different mentality to have.
Self-discipline seems to be the foundation habit that makes everything else possible. And the best definition of self-discipline is that self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. You see, anybody can do it if they feel like it. It's when you don't feel like it and you do it anyway that you eventually develop the self-discipline that makes everything else possible.
The next thing I got to talk about, though, is delayed gratification, another trait that millionaires and entrepreneurs have. They're willing to go without now in order to realize their potential or do something amazing in the future. Delayed gratification is one of the most powerful habits that you can develop, all right?
Aristotle said that 95% of everything you do is the result of habit. So the rule is form good habits and make them your masters, rather than allowing bad habits to form.
The 2-minute rule can be applied to pretty much any habit you're trying to build. And it's very simple. It just says, take whatever habit you're trying to create and you scale it down to something that takes 2 minutes or less to do. Right? So read 30 books a year becomes read one page, or do yoga 4 days a week becomes take out my yoga mat, or in my case, write a newsletter every week becomes write one sentence.
Develop the habit of daily goal setting and goal orientation. What does this mean? It means when you go to sleep at night, think about your goals for the coming day. Make a list for each day of all the goals, the little goals you're going to accomplish that day. Keep a journal and write down your goals on a regular basis. When you're driving through the day, think about your goals. When you're talking to other people, think about your goals. You see, you do become what you think about most of the time. You do achieve what you think about most of the time. So all successful people and all wealthy people think about their goals most of the time.
Like, if you speak to anyone who's like successful in almost any way, they will almost always say that they read a lot of books. And they will also almost always say that everyone else that they know who's successful also reads a lot of books. So if you're telling yourself, I don't have time to read, then you're kind of screwing yourself because, you know, basically every millionaire you ask will have spent tons and tons of time reading books. And again, the great thing about books is that you've got like, you know, 5, 10, 20 years of experience that someone has boiled down to a thing that takes you a few hours to read.
The 20-20-20 formula that has worked amazing results with the titans and the A players and the billionaires and the sports superstars that I've worked with. And it's simply the first 20 minutes of your day is intense exercise, and we can get into why that's important in terms of dopamine and reducing cortisol and serotonin or norepinephrine. And then after that, the second 20 minute pocket, which we can get into, is all about reflection, which is where
it's journaling and meditation
and it's visualization, and you can do some affirmations. And guess what? You could just sit there in solitude and think. I mean, the great heroes of the world were more thoughtful than ordinary people.
You don't have to be on your phone or writing all the time. You can just sit and reflect.
Because what gets measured gets improved. So habit number one, rich people, we count our money regularly. How often you count your money? How often look at your bank account? Not bitching about it, but how often you look at your line of every single line of expense, all your revenue, where that comes from. Is it improving? What do you need to work on? What are those key performance indicators? Are you looking at those numbers?
Next key is to get around the right people. This is a key for becoming a self-made millionaire, is get around the right people. Dr. David McClellan at Harvard did studies for 25 years looking into why it is that some people succeeded greatly in life. What he found was as much as 99% of your success in life is going to be determined by what he called your reference group. Your reference group are the people with whom you habitually associate. They're the people that you associate with at work, the people you associate with home, your church, your political party, your social circle. What he found in working with people is that changing a person's reference group totally transformed the way they think. Why? It's because we are like chameleons, and we absorb through the skin the attitudes, the opinions, the behaviors, the style of dress, the style of speech of the people with whom we associate most of the time. If you start to associate with winners most of the time, you find that they have a totally different worldview. They're positive, they're upbeat, they're focused, they're learning, they're growing, they're positive at what they're doing, and you start to become like that.
First of all, you gotta have the habit of paying yourself first. If you're not paying yourself first, even a tiny small percentage, when you're making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 a year, I guarantee you when you're making $1 million, $2 million a year, you're not paying yourself. It is a habit that I'm talking about. And in order to do that, in order to be able to, every single year, to be able to pay yourself more and more and more and put it into investments, you need to improve your earning ability.
Millionaires have the ability to say, F it, I'm just gonna go, and I'm gonna figure it out as I go. And that's one of the other things that you've gotta understand. If you are planning for perfection, it's never gonna happen. It is a myth, as they say. But what's not a myth is action. So many of you guys are sitting there talking, right? You're talking to yourself. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna do this once I do that. I'm gonna do this once I have this. Stop it, just stop it. Do it now and figure it out when it comes.
So I am going to just go hard all day, every day. I'm not gonna be the most connected. I'm not gonna be the best looking, but something no one can take away from me is how hard I'm gonna work. I'm gonna wake up earlier and go to bed later.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anyone else says, modern day gurus, about how the grind is dead, doesn't matter. That's great when you have money. When you're rich, you can talk all day long about work-life balance. When you are trying to figure out how you're gonna pay rent and pay your groceries, your work-life balance, you have to just grind. And you gotta take it one day at a time and know you're working harder today than you did yesterday. And that hard work, what ends up happening is you work so hard, you make luck easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so then lucky things start to happen. You get that first big deal that pays your rent for a year.
I constantly see people rise in life who were not the smartest, sometimes not even the most diligent, but they are learning machines. They go to bed every night a little wiser than they were when they got up. And boy, does that habit help, particularly when you have a long run ahead of you.
Discipline, it does start with waking up early. It really does. But that is just the beginning. And I always say that discipline is the root of all good qualities. But you have to absolutely apply it to things outside of just waking up early. It's everything. It's working out every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier. Discipline is eating the right foods to fuel your system. It's about disciplining your emotions so you can make good decisions. It's about having the discipline to control your ego so your ego doesn't get out of hand and control you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about treating people the way you would want to be treated. And doing the tasks that you don't necessarily want to do, but that you know will help you or help your team. It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them.
Well, if you turn making a decision into a habit, you're going to learn how to do a whole lot of things you may think you can't do. See, what we're doing is we're exploring a side of our personality that we really don't understand. Now, I photographed a page out of here. Napoleon Hill said, "Those who reach decisions promptly and definitely know what they want, and they generally get it. The leaders in every walk of life decide quickly and firmly. That's the major reason why they're leaders." He said, "The world is a habit of making room for the man or woman whose words and actions show they know where they're going." And he went on to explain why we have difficulty here, for very good reason. Indecision is a habit, which usually begins in youth. The habit takes on permanency as the youth goes through grade school, high school, and eventually through college without any definite purpose. The major weakness of all educational systems is they neither teach nor encourage the habit of definite decision.
Successful people make a list of everything they have to do, and before they start working, they set priorities on the list. Here's a great way to become result-oriented. Actually, it's life-changing. Ask yourself, once you have your list for the day, if I could only do one thing on this list before I was called out of town for a month, what one activity would I want to be sure to get completed? And put a circle around that and start on that activity immediately, first thing, and then discipline yourself to work nonstop until you complete that one activity. This simple technique has taken people from rags to riches all over the world for at least 100 years. Pick your most important task and start on it immediately, and then discipline yourself to stay with it until it's complete.
The first and number one rich habit of self-made millionaires is that they pursue their own dream. In fact, some of the data that I have, 80% of the self-made millionaires in my study pursued a dream, something that they were passionate about. 67% had actually put their dreams and their goals in writing, and 62% they actually focused on their goals almost every day.
The most interesting one to me was that 97% of millionaires in the study believe they control their financial destiny. That was I was shocked they even put that question in the study, but it was such an empowering one because it's less about money. It's more about belief. Mm. And what the limiting beliefs we have about, like, well, I didn't grow up with money. Well, my parents made money mistakes. No, you don't understand. I got baggage, man. I made too many mistakes with zeros on the end. And too many people live their life with that Eeyore mentality. But 97% said, I believe I have a sense of control and autonomy and agency over what happens with my money.
I want to leave you with the last two qualities of self-made millionaires. Second to the last quality is that they develop the qualities of courage and persistence. I said before, the biggest single obstacle to success is the fear of failure. The antidote to the fear of failure is the habit of courage. And what we know is that you need two types of courage to succeed. The first type of courage is the courage to begin. It's the courage to launch with no guarantees of success. Someone once said that if all obstacles must first be removed, nothing will ever get done. So successful people are willing to think, plan, make decisions, and then take action
with no guarantees. We say, leap, and the net will appear. Take action with no guarantees, and then learn. The second part of courage is the courage to endure. It's the courage to persist. It's the courage to keep on keeping on. It's to make the decision in advance that you will never give up. No matter what happens, you will never give up. You will get knocked down over and over again, but you'll never give up. And the interesting thing is, if you make that decision in advance, you'll find yourself continually bouncing back. So courage means the courage to begin and the courage to endure.
Very consistent across millionaires, and that is regimen. Being consistent, having a routine, sticking to it, not varying it, literally. That is, once again, that's one of my superpowers. I'm not that smart. I'm also not that gifted when it comes to, you know, talent. But what I can do is I can work and I can focus, and I have a very regimented life. Every single day, I'm doing the same thing. From the time I get up to the time I go to bed, it's pretty much the same Monday through Friday. Even the weekends, for the most part. Also, what I eat, same thing. My diet, same thing. My cardio, same thing. I am such a regimented person, but it's this regimen that really gives me a foundation and a framework in order to build and grow. It also gives me kind of an identity. When you are always kind of like, you know, haphazardly going about your day, or you're not planning, or you don't have a system or a structure, you know, things get all out of whack. But when you know, what you're doing from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, yeah, sure, you're going to have things that come up that you got to deal with that's going to throw you a little bit, but in my opinion, it's impossible to truly be successful if you don't have a plan that you stick to. And so having and developing a routine is critical to growth.
And so every action that you take is actually a vote for the type of person that you want to become. If you want to become someone new, then you can take a new action and begin to accumulate evidence for that identity, for that belief about yourself.
I'm going to cut out smoking. I'm going to cut out drinking. You're not supposed to cut out something. You're supposed to replace it. There's a quote that says, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if you're not thinking about anything, if you're not doing anything, if you're not being productive, then you're most likely going to go back to what? Your tendencies and your old habits that you formed over a long period of time. So if you want to change those habits, if you want to change those tendencies, then you need to be in a situation whereby you're replacing them with a positive feedback loop.
We are what we repeatedly do every day. Therefore, excellence that we're striving for every single day. We wake up early, striving for it, pushing for it, giving it all in our workout every single day, striving for excellence. We are what we repeatedly do, therefore excellence is not an accident, but a habit.
You are what you repeatedly do every day. So whatever you're doing is what you become. If excellence is something you're striving for, then it's not an accident, it's a habit.
Talk to strangers. Everyone is one conversation away from achieving their dreams.
You've probably heard this before. Your network is your net worth. But it's not just knowing people. See, a lot of folks make it a game of like,
I know this person and I have this contact and I have this email.
But you don't know them. And honestly, they don't want to help you. And that is the big thing. It's not who you know. It's will they support you when you reach out to them? And the only way you can even start a relationship is learning to talk to strangers, learning how to go from cold, I've never met you, to warm, this person wants to help me in my life.
So we did the largest study of millionaires ever done in North America, and I think there's a lot of overlap in the habits that we talk about with the Ramsey Baby Steps and what we found with millionaires. So it was encouraging because it just gave us some great confidence in the Ramsey plan to go like, this works. Every time you work it, it works, whether you make $40,000 or $400,000. And so one of those habits is living on less than you make.
Mm.
If you can't do that, this is not for you. Like,
right.
if you make $40,000 and you spend $60,000 a year, that's a problem.
And here is the wonderful discovery. This persistence is self-discipline in action. Every time you persist, you build your self-discipline. Every time you practice self-discipline, you build your ability to persist. And the two of them are tied into your self-esteem. So the more you persist, the more you like yourself. And the more you like yourself, the more discipline you have. And the more discipline you have in practice, the more you like yourself. As a result, the more you persist. And eventually you get onto an upward spiral where you become absolutely unstoppable. You reach the point where you know you can achieve the goal and nothing in the world can stop you. And every step that you take forward makes you stronger and stronger and stronger until finally people say, I know one thing about him, I know one thing about her. You cannot stop him or her. Once they decided they want something, they will not stop until they get it. And when you develop that quality, there will be nothing that is impossible to you.
Like, money is such an important part of life. It's one of the biggest sources of stress in anyone's life if you don't have much of it. And so much of our life is spent in the pursuit of money and financial freedom, financial independence. that if we don't have financial literacy, we don't understand the basics of saving or investing or how the stock market works or how taxes work, any of that kind of stuff. Again, we are just screwing ourselves, because if you want to become a millionaire, you have to have some level of financial literacy to know what it takes to become a millionaire and how that might actually work.
Now, if you give yourself that 1 hour that I call the victory hour, free from distraction, free from interruption, what you're doing is you are building an inner core of heroism and undefeatability, so that 6 o'clock, you feel fundamentally different. Your neurobiology is on fire. Your metabolic rate is higher. You know this. You've actually connected with your values. If you've taken some time to journal, you've connected with your mountaintop, you're grounded in what's most important, you've practiced some calm, and you've even done some learning. You're far more intentional, stronger, and energetic, and creative by 6 o'clock. Then you go out into our messy world, where there's confusion and you face challenges, you know, but you're not busy being busy, you're monomaniacally focused on the few things that will get you to your Mount Everest.
Years ago, I was hanging out with my mentor at a dinner party. I said to him, "It was interesting watching you because you just sat back and listened to everybody's answer. Yet I knew you already knew most of the stuff you were hearing. Why did you do that?" And he said, "I already know what I know. Learning from other people is how I progress my life forward. I think some people just talk too much." And that one hit me.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.